Welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of insurance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
North Carolina increases minimum car insurance. North Carolina drivers should be aware that the state's minimum coverage requirements for car insurance have increased as of July 1st, 2025. The new minimum insurance coverage amounts are $50,000 per person for bodily injury, $100,000 per accident for bodily injury, and $50,000 for property damage. Additionally, uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage is now mandatory for all liability policies in North Carolina. These changes aim to provide enhanced financial protection for accident victims and drivers in response to rising medical costs and vehicle repair expenses. Auto insurers required a 22.6% insurance rate increase to account for these rising costs. While the increased coverage limits may lead to higher payment amounts for policyholders involved in a collision, especially those hit by an uninsured driver, this additional coverage can be beneficial in severe accidents. For questions about insurance coverage and policy impacts, contact your insurance carrier. The Layton Law Firm, led by Chris Layton, J.D., has been assisting victims of car accidents for over 20 years, providing legal representation for various personal injury claims.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.